What's your first name?
Dan. To Dan, yeah. And I also wanted to give you a copy of the film that I produced. It's about these issues that Canadians have problems with. So if you'd be willing to watch it, that would...
I promise I'll watch it.
I believe that there is an opportunity now with the G20 having been called for the first time for us to put together a global steering committee of all the great powers of the world. By the way, also the great the countries of great poverty in the world. For the first time, the world in its reality would be represented. If I was asked what is the single most important thing that can be done to get us out of this mess, it is going to be to recognize now that we are one common humanity, divided perhaps into economic entities called countries. The time has come for us to work together. And on that, I turn the conversation over to you. Thank you.
Myself have discovered that the Bilderberg Group is currently and actively pursuing an agenda to formulate a North American community, which may lead to a North American common market and eventually a North American union. So my question is, in 2005, when you signed the Security and Prosperity Partnership, were you aware at that time of any plans to integrate the countries of Canada, US, and Mexico into a North American community similar to a European Union? And considering that the fact that there was no referendum from the people on this agreement, as a former Bilderberg attendee, could you please describe what your intentions were when you signed the SPP on behalf of the Canadian people?
Well, okay, I attended one Bilderberg meeting. I'm not sure they ever invited me back, but the but just to make sure, I've also gone to a Maple Leaf hockey game. That doesn't mean I'm a Maple Leaf fan. And I don't really know what Bilderberg's position on this is, but I do understand your question. I must say I'm very impressed with your group. You're very well organized. I've gone across the country and. One of you have been up on this question every time, and but I actually say it with congratulations. I think it's a good thing that you're doing. I really believe, nonetheless, that your question is somewhat misplaced. The Security and Prosperity Agenda, which was signed by Vincente Fox of Mexico, myself, and President Bush at Baylor. In Texas, and you're absolutely right in that part of the question, has nothing to do with an economic union. What it really was that Fox and I both said, Fox because of immigration, me because of Mad Cow and because of softwood lumber, essentially said, look, you know, there are a number of items which are violating the spirit of NAFTA. They're not violating the letter of NAFTA, but they're violating the spirit of NAFTA. And if effectively we're going to be able to build a strong North American economy and compete with some of the Asian powers, we've got to be able to talk outside of NAFTA. And that's what it was all about. And what we said is we've got to be able to get our business communities together. Because I felt very strongly that we were having a terrible time with Congress on softwood lumber. And I really felt that if the Canadian business community was able to deal directly with the American business community and point out some of the stuff, it would give us a bit of a leg up. I can tell you it has nothing to do with any kind of a union.
It's not that the model isn't good enough for an integration of North America. We're saying we don't want an integration of North America, period. We want Canada, period. We want our independence, period. We want our sovereignty, period. We want our nationhood, period. Nations matter. Canadians are different from people from the United States, and we're different from people from Mexico, and vive la différence.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Hi there.
Hey.
You guys, you handled yourselves very well on that issue.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I'm sure you'll probably get a few more of us.
What's your first name?
Dan. To Dan, yeah. And I also wanted to give you a copy of a film that I produced. It's about these issues that Canadians have a problem with. So if you'd be willing to watch it, that would...
I promise I'll watch it.
That's great. Thank you very much.
All right. Hi there. Where are you from?
From Aurora.
I come to every event.